This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. There are many promises found in Malachi chapter 3, written for God's people to anticipate. The chapter opens with the promise, "See, I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me." Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple, the messenger of the covenant, whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty. This was partially fulfilled in the first coming of Jesus. John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus. Unfortunately, when Jesus came to his own, they did not receive him. There is coming a day in the future when he will return. What a day that will be! When he came the first time, he entered the temple and did some house cleaning, described in John chapter 2. He demonstrated his desire to be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap, but his own people, especially the religious leaders, resisted his initiative. When he comes a second time, the prophet warns, "Who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver." Verses 2 through 4. I believe this purifying process for Israelites will take place during the tribulation period. Christians face the Bema judgment, mentioned in 2 Corinthians 5:10 and described in 1 Corinthians 3:13. His work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. Don't take this warning lightly. God is serious.